You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're in that little window of 2 to 3 weeks where pretty much all the kids in the Denver metro area start going back. Some started back last week, more this week, and then more next week. Did you say Jeff goes next week, right?
Yeah, Tuesday. My kiddos go back on Tuesday. So.
And then Denver DPS is the week after that?
Week after that, yeah. Yeah, so we'll be at it, I guess.
So we were talking about school supply shopping and school clothes shopping and backpacks and fees. And we've done this most years. We will do this in August where we open up the phones and we say, you've got to share with us what your total expenditures have been for back to school this year.
Everything, clothing, sports, just the registration fees to get them back in.
Sometimes you have to go get a physical before your kid can play
right.
sports.
Yep.
You got to pay for that.
Yep, yep.
Listener Sherry sent us a little update just now. School supplies for third grade, which includes the share with class.
Yep.
$323.48. If you include gym shoes for the half-hour gym class, that pushes us up close to $500. And then she says her high school senior, just the calculator that she needed to get was $100 for just
Oh, I remember having to do that. The TI-84, the Texas Instruments. I remember having to go buy all that kind of stuff.
What about you, Nicole?
I was just doing some quick math this morning. We only had to spend about $100 on supplies. Lila needed a backpack, which was $30. $100 in fees, and I think we're only at about $150 for just some new shoes and some clothes. So I'm looking at about $380 right now.
Okay.
And I think part of the weekend we have to go get a few more things for clothes and stuff. So we're going to break $400, probably $450, I mean, easily. So should we just round up and say it'll be $500 by the time we're done?
I don't know. Probably will be.
But right now we're sitting at $380, so I don't feel that bad about that, I guess. Somebody wrote in and said that they're sending their kid off to welding school. Anna on my Facebook, and she said $1,500 to get their kid to go to welding school, which I didn't even really know was a thing, but I guess you got to go somewhere to learn it.
Zoe, my stepdaughter, went to,
it's like a Warren Tech type thing, probably, right? Are you familiar with Warren Tech, where they go and learn, like, cosmetology or massage?
Yeah. No, Zoe went and got the, what's the nursing thing, I can't believe I spaced on it.
It's like a CNA?
CNA. And that was just about $2,000. For that?
Well, you got to buy rubber gloves and catheters and things probably with all that.
The Recessa Annie to practice on.
Yeah, you got to get all that kind of stuff.
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. That's how you get through. You can also send us a text if you've got a total. Have you heard from anybody else on this?
Well, I'm quickly rolling through. There's like so many comments in Facebook messages that are like a giant paragraph. So I'm trying to roll through like this one. I'm trying to add it all up. Volleyball, $615. School fees, $195. This is all one post. Volleyball shoes and stuff, another $150.
That's like $960.
Anyway,
so far.
She says at the very end, I would say roughly $1,000 a year, every year.
For one child.
For one child, it looks like. Belinda says $450 in supplies, clothes, and fees. Kim, shut up. She put zero. They're 31 and 25 years old. And then Lisa just wrote in and said, basically a gazillion dollars. So I guess she's got a lot of stuff.
I wrote back to one of our listeners and I was like, you know, it's getting to the point where sometimes people need to get a second job just to afford of the things for their kids.
Well, it's the technology aspect of it now, too, that you got to buy all this technology, laptops and the headphones and the calculators and who knows what.
You know, it also depends on the sport because I've had friends of mine whose kids played hockey and they're like, if your kids are playing hockey, that's even more expensive.
Yes, my neighbors do that and they say it's just stupid. It's stupid
it's
expensive.
Let's take a couple calls before we go to break, and then we'll take more on the other side. Here's Kim, who's been patiently holding. Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Kim.
So what did the damage come to?
$3,000
Shut up. For how many kids?
I have 5 kids
Okay, now I get it.
$3,000
And I have one starting high school. I have one starting junior high, kind of pivotal years, gave them a little bit more money in the clothes budget. Yeah, and I haven't even paid for sports yet.
So they need like special like cool clothes and everything, you know, when you go to middle. Well, what's the like the cool
budget? Their budget went to like high school, or his budget went to $300
For clothes?
But he chose to spend he chose to spend $129 of it on shoes. So he doesn't have very many clothes.
Hey, you got to have the cool shoes. What's the cool thing like what's the cool thing now in middle school that you have to have?
Well, for her, it was my daughter. So for her, it was like makeup and stuff and like going the next level for shoes instead of, you know, she doesn't want just regular Walmart shoes or Target shoes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the big expense right now is the shoes.
Fancy shoes and lipstick.
Oh, my God. You know what? You get to turn her around and do it again next year, Kim. So
I know. The sad thing is that was with me clearance shopping last year. We didn't even have to buy all the school supplies because I had a whole bunch that I had stocked up from last year.
What a smart move. That's like buying Halloween candy, you know, after Halloween and freezing it for this year, you know?
No, that sounds gross. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, just put it in the freezer. It all tastes the same.
No, it's funny. Not the same.
All right, Kim.
So, Kim, we're glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. $3,000 Dom. $3,000
That's
yuck.
Too much. Stacy, good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
So, what did you spend?
The lazy way out.
What's the lazy way?
What'd you do?
Our school sells those like kits that you can just order at the end of the school year, and then they get delivered to your classroom next year, so you don't have to do any shopping.
We talked about doing that, but it kind of takes the fun out of going to get your school supplies. Instead, you just get a box, you know, sitting there at your desk.
I feel like I'm more excited about supplies than the kids are. I don't think that my kids care.
Really? I loved doing that growing up, going and picking out your own folders and notebooks and, you know.
I always felt too stressed as a kid.
Our list is, like, super specific. Like, you have to have one red folder, one blue folder, one yellow folder. Like, it's not, you don't get to be creative.
So, see, as an adult, I like getting supplies.
Each of those was, like, $60
Oh, wow.
So, $120
I like it as an adult, but when I was a kid, I felt kind of stressed out. Like, I was going to get the wrong thing. It was just more stress. Like, oh, my God, like you said, it's got to be a red folder. Mom, that's not red enough. That's more pink.
Mama.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you called. Well, you got off pretty easy.
$120 That's, man, that's nothing.
Stacy, thank you for the call. And hi to your mom, by the way. Jane, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
We're all right.
Well, we're doing okay. Jeremy's spending money on school supplies, and I am not.
Nope. Are you spending money, Jane?
Yes, we actually probably have the highest expenditure that you could have. We have a single daughter who is getting ready to go to high school, and she's into volleyball, basketball, soccer, cheerleading, all of it. So we actually spent $485,000 on a new house to get her in the right school. better sports.
Yeah, you win. You
win. That's the call of the day, right?
We had to move.
We had to move. We absolutely had to move.
Oh, dang.
You made us laugh. Thank you for being on the show. Have a fun weekend, okay?
You as well. Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Pretty good.